Exorcism is alive and well. The Bible is filled with demons. If you believe in God, you have to believe in the devil.
Mr. Spitzer, how you doing? Cotton Marcus.
My wife died 2 years ago. It's quite a shock for Nell.
Were you very close?
She was my best friend.
Somehow, the devil got in her.
Nell, can you hear me?
Yeah. It's coming through my skin. Please help. Get out of my...
Okay, here's the deal. Told in fake documentary style, The Last Exorcism follows a disenchanted preacher as he tries to reveal the scam of modern exorcisms. However, his latest subject, a farmer's daughter possessed by the devil, just might be the real thing. Even though this film goes down very familiar territory with a possessed girl in the found footage style, it has enough in it to keep the story fresh and interesting. There are some genuinely scary moments in this movie, and it builds atmosphere near perfectly. Though there are some scenes and plot twists that just don't quite work. This doesn't beat The Exorcist, the granddaddy of all exorcism films, but it serves its purpose and makes a thrilling ride. The Last Exorcism gets 3.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.